Come on, Iron America.
Yeah, time to head stateside where our American friends are celebrating Thanksgiving. And who better to join than our great teammate, Jeff Shepherd. Shep, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Or as we say in your part of the world, happy Thursday.
Well, it's actually Toy Show Eve over here at the moment, so we have that high of being thankful for certain things. Jeff, how are you celebrating the day?
Well, in traditional, you know, the American experience, I will be eating myself into a nap and, you know, spending some time with some family. And then, you know, probably having several adult beverages until I pass out. And then, more than likely, we'll get up and do a smaller version of that for dinner. Now, so it really is just everything you need.
This is, so it's Thanksgiving. For listeners who have heard maybe you and I and other people on the radio over the last couple of years, it's also Happy Turducken Day.
Turducken?
Oh, Dunica, yes. Dunica, you would love turducken. So let me see if I can get this right now. It is a boned duck inside a boned chicken inside a boned turkey, and then it's cooked and served on Thanksgiving. Am I right, Chip?
That's right, yes. It's the chicken inside a duck inside a turkey, and then there's also stuffing and dressing in there as well.
It's five meals
and
in one.
Yes, I mean, and that, it's really more about efficiency at this point. I mean, how quickly can you get that many calories into your system? You know, and it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I would think it's probably the second or third most important invention America's ever given to the world.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the automobile, and then maybe the iPhone, and then I think the turducken in that order.
Dunica, you would love a turducken.
I don't know.
There's actually a video on, Shep tagged us in it earlier on Twitter, of, is it John Madden analysing a turducken?
John Madden, yeah.
How to cut a turducken.
Yes.
Well, he cuts it with his hand.
Yeah, well, no, like there is a science, like there is a science to eating multiple birds with six legs.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, you have to approach it. You have to have a game plan. I really think you do. It's not, you don't just throw it onto your plate. You just say, I'm just going to start eating. I think you really need to kind of have an idea, are you in a duck mode or a turkey mode or a chicken mode, and then kind of go from there. And then on top, you've got all the stuffings and rolls and all the other things that go on. Some might even call them accoutrements that would accompany your food on Thanksgiving. And so it really is just a wonderful meal.
Chef, my brother-in-law is from New Hampshire, Erin, and he was surprised when he came to ours for Christmas that we didn't deep-fat fry our turkey, that we actually roasted it. He thought it was crazy stuff that the turkey wasn't ready in 12 minutes.
Yeah, and so that has been like this new, I won't say it's a new trend, but it's been going on probably for the last decade or so, maybe here in the States, like deep-frying a turkey. And, you know, what's great is, every year, you know, local fire departments across the country will always put out these notices about the proper way to deep fry a turkey, because if you don't, it will blow up. I mean, it is, you know, you're basically dropping a thawed out bird, you know, into a vat of fire. And if it's not properly defrosted and handled the right way, there will be a giant flame that will erupt out of this fryer. And it's quite spectacular to see, but if it's in your backyard, I think it would probably give you a little bit of pause.
The videos of it are actually phenomenal. Like, sorry, in a very serious way, don't try this at home, but I have never Dunica, I don't know if you've ever of a quiet moment when you're alone thought, how big a fire can a turkey cause? Let me tell you, it is one hell of a fire on your decking.
Chef, we'll get off food now.
No, we won't. This is cooking with Chef. We do this once a year.
Okay, one last question. I hear you use 2.5 pounds of cheese in your mac and cheese when it comes to Thanksgiving. Surely that is over the top.
No, that's exactly right. It takes me about almost an hour from the beginning process doing food prep to the finishing up of cooking the macaroni and cheese recipe that I have. And yes, it involves 2 pounds of, you know, blocked cheese that you cube up, and then, you know, you make a sauce and you make a roux and you do all this different stuff. I mean, we're not just throwing noodles into a pan, you know, into a saucepan and, you know, boiling them and then going from there. No, I mean, we are cooking macaroni and cheese, and it's It's finished off with another half pound of finely shredded cheese on top of that bacon. Guys, it is phenomenal. I'm not exactly sure what the metric conversion of 2.5 pounds is, but that's a buttload of cheese over here in the States. Yeah.
I'm afraid now for people that want to enjoy Turducken Thursday with Shep, Damien and Dunica are going to have to subscribe to our podcast on all good podcast platforms. There is an expectation, I am told by the powers that be, that we actually talk about sport, so I presume we best move on. This as well has been a significant day for cardiac units in hospitals around North America. It's also one of those great days of tradition in the NFL, and it's, you know, for a world where everything is now dictated by the TV networks, it's great to see that a little bit of tradition lives on in terms of where the football is on today and what teams get to host home matches on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so traditionally you've got the Detroit Lions who open up football, and they'll be they kicked off at 11:30 this morning, and they're taking on the Texans. An interesting matchup there. You've got two coaches who could potentially, you know, be losing their jobs for a variety of reasons. I mean, Romeo Crennel in Houston is an interim head coach, and Matt Patricia in Detroit just seems to be a bad head coach. And then you've got the Dallas Cowboys always host the afternoon game, and this year they're going to be taking on the Washington professional football team, fittingly on Thanksgiving, and we'll just let all the subplots, you know, you guys can do the math from there. They're going to be playing each other, and really just a putrid division of football in the NFC East where – You know, typically, guys, you're going to have to win 8-9 games at a minimum to be your division champ. You know, some divisions you have to win 11 or 12 games. 5 wins might get you the NFC East this year. It is unbelievably bad this year, so I don't really think we need to spend much time on that game. The interesting thing that's happened in the last 24 hours is you are going to have a big matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the 10-0 Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, that game has now been moved to Sunday because of a COVID outbreak across the Baltimore facility. It seems like a staffer on the Baltimore Ravens organization played a little fast and loose with the COVID rules, and 5 or 6 players have now been infected. And so they are pushing the game back to Sunday because they think they may be out of that window that some, you know, more players would be eligible to play. But, I mean, just last week, I mean, literally a couple of hours after their game on Sunday, they declared that Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins, the two running backs for the Ravens, were positive with the virus, and they played on Sunday. So it's crazy, but this game is now getting moved to Sunday because of the COVID-19 protocols.
Just on that, they're on a bit of a run, aren't they? Pittsburgh 10-0.
Yeah, Donner, so, you know, there's been one team that's ever gone undefeated through an entire season, the 1972 Miami Dolphins. Of course, the Patriots a couple of years ago were undefeated into the Super Bowl, and the only game they lost was the Super Bowl that year. They went 18-1. And so the Steelers are, you know, if you could imagine a quiet 10-0, that's what the Steelers are right now. I mean, it's not like they're being in these discussions of, like, greatest team of all time. They're just quietly going about their business and beating everybody. Some games they kick a bunch of field goals, some games they throw for 500 yards, some games they rush for 200 yards. They're doing a little bit of everything, and they're just, that's kind of the Steeler way. I mean, it really is just an unbelievable franchise that just has a history of winning. And here they are again. Mike Tomlin has done it once again. They're 10-0. I think they've already locked up a playoff spot, or they can with a win this weekend. So we'll see. They haven't had any problems with Baltimore in their earlier matchup this year, but they typically play good football games against each other.
Just looking at it, I did a thing last week for the RTE website about books of the year, and I don't know, have you read The Dynasty by Jeff Benedict? It's about the New England... it's just a phenomenal book about the Patriots and the history of the Patriots and everything else. And I'm looking at, like, injuries are really going to cost them this year. And it's inconceivable for a lot of people that they're not going to make the playoffs. But that looks how it's going to pan out. They like an awful lot of teams, missing an awful lot of key players.
Well, right. So they had injuries. And then they also had several players opt out at the beginning of the season, you know, where they said, we don't want to play this year because of COVID. And I think they were really impacted by the opt-out more than a lot of things. And I don't know what Tom Brady read in the tea leaves, but he knew that it was time to get out of town. And, you know, we've talked on this show before about kind of the standoff between him and Bill Belichick about who needs the other one the most. And trying to win without the other one, you know, on the sideline. And so they have not been very good offensively. They just don't have a lot of weapons. Cam Newton's doing okay. You know, he's missed a couple of games as well because of the Rona. But, yeah, they're clearly not the franchise right now that they have been for the last two decades, which has been the model of, you know, professional sports in North America.
Shep, your own Saints, they're flying high at the moment.
Yeah, they are. They, you know, beat the Falcons last week, and, you know, Drew Brees is injured. He has, you know, I'm not sure exactly how it is in Ireland, but over here in the States, you know, humans have, I think, what is it, 32 ribs, I think is what it is, and he's got 11 broken ones or 22 broken ones, some unbelievable amount of broken ribs and punctured lungs and, I mean, just all kinds of stuff going on. So he's out. Taysom Hill has been named the quarterback, and they beat the Falcons pretty handily this past Sunday, and they now sit atop the NFC. It's them and the Packers vying for the top spot. And the reason why that's important this year, guys, is because the NFL expanded the playoff picture. There are now seven teams in each conference that make the playoffs. So Pittsburgh would be the first team in the AFC. The Saints right now are the first team in the NFC. And those are the only two teams that get a bye in the playoffs. Traditionally, the top two teams have gotten an off week, but not anymore. It's just the top seed. So it is incredibly important to finish with the top record in your conference this year.
Just before we move on and talk about one or two, I want to touch on the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. I'm fascinated by the fact that this weekend, or today, the player of the match, the man of the match, gets either a turkey leg award or a replica WWF belt. Sorry, WWE, I'm showing my age.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, every game that'll be played today, you know, and think about it. I mean, you've got television announcers and camera people and, you know, sound people, you know, all of the people that actually make the television event happen. Well, they're all away from their families as well. And so the networks will typically cook, you know, a couple of turkeys for everybody to eat before the game and after the game. And I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago, I think it was John Madden, he started handing out turkey legs to the player of the game. And so it's just a tradition that has kind of caught on now. And I think one of the networks gives out an award called the Gobbler, and like you said, it kind of looks like a, you know, it's like a WWE belt or, you know, trophy or something like that. I mean, look, it is the greatest American holiday. It is just ours. I don't understand how anybody could understand it if you weren't from here. And I hear Donner laughing like, "What in the hell is Shep talking about?"
No, I love it, Shep. I love it. I was lucky enough to go around.
A heart attack.
Yeah, I was going around Disneyland and I couldn't believe one of the snacks was actually a turkey leg. I was like, "Look at this place! What a magical land!" Mm.
Branded with the Mickey ears.
It really is the land of opportunity. It really is.
I was going to say very briefly before we have to let you go and go back to rural Mississippi for Thanksgiving. NBA free agency this week. We would be here until midnight if we were to try and go through everything.
Right.
But the Golden State Warriors, who were the creme de la creme of the NBA for the last couple of years, have had a nightmare year and not helped anymore this week by, again, a notable injury.
Yeah, exactly, Daniel. I mean, so, you know, if you think back to the last time we really saw the Warriors on, like, the international stage, it was when they were in the finals, you know, a couple of years ago with the Cavaliers. And Klay Thompson got hurt, I think, in game five it was. And if you remember, he was going up for a layup, and he landed weird. He blew his ACL out. He got fouled, and he actually stayed on the court and shot the free throws before he left. And that was the last game that he played. So he missed this entire last season. Steph Curry missed the last season with a hand injury. And so the Warriors go from, you know, the champions down to the worst team in the league last year. And Klay was working himself back into shape, and he was playing in a game last week with a couple of NBA players, and he blew his Achilles tendon out. And so he just had surgery this week, and he is going to miss this season as well. And he has... You know, he's arguably one of the greatest shooters in NBA history, and from all accounts seems to be like one of the most popular guys in the league. Everybody loves to play with him and have him on his team. He's just a great guy, but he is going to be missing again another season for the Warriors. But they'll get Curry back, but I mean, that's a huge piece as well.
Yeah, he can rest up and enjoy his turducken. Am I right in the word?
Well done.
Yeah. Chef, as always, thanks so much, especially for joining us this evening, giving us time on your Thanksgiving. Enjoy the day with your family and enjoy the sport, and we'll catch you soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great show.